A mix of sun and clouds, showers possible with a high that day 92. It's 80 degrees at Talk Radio WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss.
Ah!
And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm speaking plainly with Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plenty. I'm your host, Bill. Hey, joining me in the studio, of course, is a good friend, Derby, who is, if you do not know this, a very well-respected and local artist. More talent in his little fingernail than I could ever hope to possess. If you've ever been down along the Riverwalk, although they're not there right now, the bronze runner statue is one of your creations.
Both of the runners.
Yeah, fantastic. I've seen them many times. Of course, they're in storage now because they're rebuilding that that area of downtown along the Riverwalk. Yeah, great job though. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful, beautiful sculptures. We were talking. We went into the break. We were talking about the Mariel boat lift and some of the Cuban refugees and things coming. And I happen to have a little note, a question. Explain a little bit about the Mariel boat lift from the 1980s, and that was really a purging, pretty much, of the criminal elements on the island of Cuba that Castro really just didn't want to have time to deal with.
And also many of the insane element, you know, like mentally ill people were sent by Castro to the U.S. just to get rid of them.
Mm.
And he didn't send any political prisoners. Those he kept in jail in Cuba.
Yeah, we don't have, you know, many people say that our Guantanamo Bay prisoners are political prisoners, but we don't, that I think they're more terroristic prisoners than anything else. We don't have that kind of relationship with folks that are coming into our country where someone, now some would say that it's probably a good idea to start opening up those facilities with the number of Trump haters that are out there. And I can't say that I wouldn't be opposed to many of them, because we're seeing now people like Maxine Waters, elected representative of the people, trying to cause uprisings. I think that if I was in her district, I would probably be incredibly embarrassed by her. But you lived it, you walked it, you were breathing it, leaving a communist country, coming here.
Something I'd like to say, a general statement. Not all Cubans are the same, just like not all Americans are the same, or not all the Mexicans are the same. Now, the early Cubans, those who came in the early 60s and 70s, were the upper middle class, highly educated, good work ethic, religious, with a lot of human capital, family values, etc. They were the best Cuba had to offer. So those Cubans have done very well in Miami. They did not need affirmative action. Now, the Mariel boat lift Cubans were not the elite of Cuba. They were just the scum of Cuba, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Cubans in Miami didn't like the Mariel people because they ruined their reputation. And they were also criminals, you know, Cuban criminals unleashed on the American public.
You know, when Castro passed away, I know that there were a lot of folks living in Miami that were under the impression that as soon as Fidel passed away, that Cuba would open up, that we'd have free trade back and forth, that people would be able to go and visit the beautiful pristine islands, island, and you know, buy Cuban cigars on the street in Miami. I'm glad that didn't happen, because it would have certainly ruined the industry. Cuban cigars are they're the forbidden fruit, actually, of those of us that enjoy smoking cigars.
I don't smoke.
I've had one in my lifetime and thoroughly enjoyed it. It is a different it is a truly different smoke to have a true Cuban. But are you disappointed that Raul kind of maintained the status quo?
Of course. I would never even dream of visiting Cuba today until they have free elections. See, we haven't had elections in Cuba in 60 years. So just because they changed the name of the ruler from Fidel to Raul, it made no difference. They're still an oppressive communist.
They were cut off the same cloth.
Yeah,
they were
exactly
brothers cut off the same cloth.
For sure. So I'd like to say that also that Batista was overthrown, not just because he was, you know, crooked and all that, but people within the State Department and the CIA, advisors to Presidents Eisenhower and Kennedy, they gave the wrong advice, and they were actually communists that wanted to see a communist as the leader of Cuba, not an anti-communist that Batista was. So that is something that people say, oh, Castro was not a communist. He was a communist from day one, from the late 40s. He was a communist.
Would it be any different for the people from Florida or Georgia, South Carolina, whatever, wherever in the United States? Would they find anything different? Have you traveled to the Bahamas before?
I've been there once.
Would they find something different in Cuba that they don't find in the Bahamas? It's the same type of island lifestyle, island community. Is there something there that's different, that's
better?
Well,
Cuba was the largest island in the Caribbean, is the largest island in the whole Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
So the topography would be more varied.
Mm-hmm.
The largest population also in the Caribbean. I'm talking 1958 or before. The largest white population, European, Spanish population. Many Caribbean islands are just black slaves or Indians or whatever, but they are not white Europeans.
The Dominican Republic is a prime example of two countries fighting over the same island, and one causing incredible poverty and the other causing it to rise up and be extremely wealthy.
In comparison, yes.
Yeah.
And in fact, Haiti has never had slavery because they achieved independence in 1804.
Yeah, they were they were a transfer point for slavery during the East Indian
trading. They overthrew the French, they had their own government.
And they split the island, the island of Santo Domingo, or the Dominican Republic, and the island of
Hispaniola.
Hispaniola. The Dominican Republic on the north end of the island is primarily Spanish controlled or Spanish heritage.
Well, they also have blacks in there, but
right.
It's definitely not 99% black as Haiti is.
Right, and then Haiti on the other side was primarily controlled by the French.
Yes.
And the French said, do as you wish, and they basically farmed the soil to death and ruined any opportunity that they had. And in fact, if you look, I have a friend who does mission work down in Haiti. And if you look at the line of demarcation between the Dominican Republic and Haiti, it's a line that basically goes right down the center of the island. The Dominican Republic's a little bit larger than the country of Haiti, but they share the same island. But if you look at that line, if you look at satellite photographs of it, it is absolutely amazing the level of devastation and over-farming and just depletion of the nutrients in the soil that exists on the side of the Haitian government, because they truly didn't care. They didn't put anything in place.
And also more political corruption in Haiti than in Santo Domingo.
Exactly.
I mean, there's corruption everywhere.
Right.
And I would like to
even right here in this town.
In here, no, in the U.S. and this town. In the U.S., I'll address it.
We're going to take
later.
Going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to come back in just a couple of minutes. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK. 222-8255. Old tow truck Mike out there showing me a picture of a Cohiba that apparently came from that wonderful island of Cuba. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Why don't you send a couple over my way? We're going to step away for just a couple minutes. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. We'll be right back. Join us on the backside, won't you?
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
My name is Amanda, and I am in the Life Builders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
It's been proven time and time again. The best way to keep your family healthy is to eat all natural foods. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island is your best choice for additive-free meats, fruits, and vegetables. And best of all, their prices are competitive with the big box stores. Grassroots in Fleming Island also sells the top brands of vitamins and supplements. Grassroots Natural Foods in Fleming Island. Fresh food, fast checkout, and friendly people. Located by the theater at 1915 East West Parkway. Online at grassrootsnaturalfoods.com.
WBOB tackles the issues.
The anti-war movement in Vietnam, the civil rights movement, in the 60s and early 70s, both of those were much more civil in tone. Even the anti-war movement was more civil in tone, but certainly the civil rights movement among the people who were protesting.
Every day.
Oh, Supreme Court, big ruling in favor of the faith-based pregnancy centers in California. Woo!
WBOB. Your 2018 election authority.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Joining me in the studio right now is a good friend of the show, Derby, who is a Cuban immigrant. Hey, not anymore, though. I mean, you've been here too long, but you're a Cuban historian. Let's put it that way, Cuban historian. And off the air, we were talking about how the effects of what took place in your home country. Of course, this is your home country now, but the country that you left back in the 60s, the comparisons that you make between what was occurring then and what's occurring now in our local government, our state government, our national government. Expand on that just a little bit.
Okay. As I said, but this there was not George Washington. He was corrupt and all that, as most politicians. So Batista stole from the national treasure, and Batista imprisoned and tortured and beat up his political enemies. But what you don't get in the media is that these political enemies were communists who were setting bombs throughout Havana. So he didn't mess around with the criminal enemies, the terrorists in Cuba. So he had a reason to not treat them well. So he was cruel. But I want to talk about cruelty and corruption in the USA as we speak. Of course, the US is the greatest country in the world. However, the US is not pure as it was maybe in 1776. We have a lot of corrupt politicians, and all you have to do is listen to the daily news as to what is happening with the Mueller investigation and, right, you know, Obama, Hillary, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know of a single American politician who left Washington poorer than when he got in. I think maybe I met Charles
Obama.
Our
national debt tripled.
No. I mean that he himself left as a poor person.
Yes. Oh, well, you're absolutely
right. I could think of Charles Bennett being an honest politician.
Yes.
He was a Democrat, but I met him. I liked him.
Yes.
But now let me talk about cruelty. So Batista torture, fine. But let me say, Bill, if you had a son, would you send your son to fight the school bully with a hand tied behind his back? Of course not. Well, the Bushes, Obama, and Clinton, they have sent our military to fight the Middle East war with one or both hands tied behind their backs. And these brave young men and women come back dead, maimed, disfigured, and with PTSD. I mean, they ruin their lives. To me, that is more cruel than torturing somebody who sets bombs in a public area.
Right.
I can think of a friend of mine in Texas, had a son, went to college, joined the military, two tours in the Middle East. He was educated, good-looking, you know, healthy, everything. Came back home. Within less than 2 years, he committed suicide.
Right.
He came back whole. But I asked his father, my friend, what happened? He said, my son saw things he shouldn't have seen, experienced things that were too much for him to handle. Now, that's cruelty. Thanks to the government of the U.S. presidents who have their military fight a war without aiming to win it and with political correctness.
We saw that also happen with the Benghazi episode. We know for a fact that we could have had boots on the ground there to help those fellows out. And for some reason or other, the Obama administration chose to not pursue any kind of help. And I can't remember any time when we've left American citizens behind. It's kind of stunning that we've moved on from that. And I know that it's at some point in time, just like we begged the people to move on from the Hillary loss for president. But at some point in time, there's something that you can't really move on from. We suggest that they pick up, you know, where they left off and support Trump while he's in office. And if they really think he's doing a bad job, then vote for somebody else the next time around. But right now, we try to get those Hillary supporters to get on board and try and move the ball forward. But with respect to Benghazi, I think that we left a lot of people without any closure. We let Americans die when we could have saved them. And it's part of this whole corrupt system that is in many ways bucking Trump right now. They're fighting him, and even Republicans are fighting what Trump is trying to do because it's been ingrained in them for so long that you come to Washington, you're going to get to feather your nest with tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they don't know how to deal with someone like Trump who's exposing some of the corruption that exists. We have it right here in our own city too. I can't go into it in great detail, but I can tell you that we have influence peddling here in our city. We have paid political consultants that put pressure on members of the news media to cover or not cover a particular issue. We have little tiny small things that happen. Corruption runs rampant throughout our culture and our society. And if we think it doesn't, then we're just being idiots.
I think Trump will be the first U.S. president who will leave office not as rich as when he got in.
I agree with you. Why?
But look at Obama and Clinton. They're filthy rich. They didn't have a penny to stand on.
It is amazing to me
corruption.
That folks do not call them out for the tens of millions, hundreds of millions in respect. Now Obama's, they're getting their own Netflix series, which I hope none of my listeners will watch. I know that a lot of people will watch it out of curiosity, but you know, you see the pilot episode and then that's it. Don't watch it anymore. We're watching people like Maxine Waters making public press displays of the nature she has done against the Trump administration. But yet Roseanne gets fired for a tweet. She loses her livelihood and her show. I'm not saying that she's a fine, upstanding member of society, but she's a comedian. She's supposed to push the envelope a little bit. We had the young lady holding up the head that was supposed to be the severed head of Donald Trump. Now, when we've got ISIS people cutting off the heads of citizens overseas, the idea of holding up a severed head probably wasn't the smartest thing she could do. But many of the people that are out there, the nut jobs, elevated her to the level of, oh, she's a comedian and she's allowed to do that and it's artistic preference. Why wasn't it artistic preference for Roseanne? And it was because the network television folks thought that, okay, we're going to lose a lot of money.
A double standard.
And in the grand scheme of things, it's money that only counts.
I would like to ask Trump why he doesn't send the Secret Service and the FBI after Peter Fonda for threatening his son. If this had been Obama and somebody had threatened Malia, that person would have been in jail within 2 hours.
I think I can answer that question, and it's because Trump is cut off a different cloth, and he realizes that that's what they want. They want him to use his power to where it looks like he is being the bully. And we want him to be the bully
but
in certain extent.
But somebody's going to get hurt if we don't stop these liberals from attacking the conservatives.
Well, I agree. I do agree. They're just not attacking at the level.
What about all the Antifa people at destroying university property? Why were not they arrested and fined?
Notice that most of that's taking place in California. And California, for lack of a better word, has become an entire sanctuary state. You know, people can get away with things under the idea of civil protest in California that you could never get away with here in Florida, that you could never get away. Try to do that in Georgia. Uncle Bubba and his brother-in-law, the sheriff of the local township, would have you locked up in chains so fast it'd make your head spin. But you do it in California, you're on all three news stations, Entertainment Tonight, TMZ, and somebody wants to give you an award and a star on the Walk of the Hall of Fame. So it's like stepping into a different world. In many ways, and I've talked to some celebrities, and I'm talking about real celebrities, TV-type movie and television celebrities, who they come out of the woodwork and voice their political leanings, and they're shunned by other members of their own profession. I can't imagine being in an occupation where you have a different political view, and then all of a sudden somebody cuts your salary out from under you down to 10% or 20% of what you could have made just because you disagree with them politically. But yet it happens all the time in Hollywood. And then they think that we really care what their opinion is. You got a multi-million dollar basketball player in the form of LeBron James. I don't care what you think. I really don't. But all the little kids out there that are going to one day be voters, they pay attention to him. They listen to him. And his uneducated sports figure attitude makes it seem like he's actually speaking from a position of knowledge, when actually he's just speaking from a position of hate. He believes that we owe him something more than the hundreds of millions of dollars that he already makes. Can you stick with me for another segment? Good. Derby joining me here in the studio tonight. We are coming up on the last half hour of this edition of I'm Speaking Plainly. The phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. I encourage all of you over the next couple of weeks and months going towards the midterm elections here in our state and also on the federal level. But coming up in March, we've got some pretty serious elections going on here in Jacksonville. Those candidates are going to be flowing through the door here in the next few months and wanting your vote. I encourage you, please look very carefully at the candidates. And just because they have a glossy photo doesn't mean that they're the best person for the job. You're going to hear about those folks right here on I'm Speaking Plainly. Join us on the backside, won't you? Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump says he'll announce his pick for the Supreme Court after Independence Day. The president says the reveal will come Monday, July 9th. The replacement will be for Justice Anthony Kennedy, who announced last week he was retiring at the end of July. President Trump says he's received assurances from Saudi Arabia's King Salman that the kingdom will increase oil production, maybe up to 2 million barrels, in response to turmoil in Iran and Venezuela. And Rudy Giuliani has strongly criticized European democracies' will to maintain the Iran nuclear deal after the U.S. decision to pull out from the accord. President Trump's lawyer made his remarks while attending the annual meeting of an Iranian exile group near Paris. And Annapolis, Maryland, still grieving from Thursday's attack at the Capital Gazette newspaper. 5 people dead, 1 person injured, the suspect facing murder charges. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
My name is Amanda, and I am in the Life Builders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Kivett, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Canterfield in Clay County is now open. This senior living community provides elegant retirement living at its best. Everything at Canterfield is first class, from their luxurious independent villas to their assisted living and memory care apartment homes. Canterfield of Clay County residents are sure to spend carefree, activity-filled days in a pristine environment. Canterfield of Clay County truly is a place you'll be happy to call home. To schedule a personal tour, call 203-6100. That's 203-6100.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Port Caroline roads congested east and westbound from University Boulevard to the East Beltway. Heavy traffic on Racetrack Road in both directions, but it's moving along for the most part from State Road 13 to Veterans Parkway. Cloudy tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, low 73. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a good chance of afternoon showers near 91. A mix of sun and clouds by Monday, showers possible that day in 92. It's 79 at Talk Radio WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hayes.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. The last 25 minutes, man, time flies when you're having fun. Derby joining me here in the studio. We're talking about a plethora of different things, many of it revolving around the Cuban nation and the plight of immigrants here, but you had some other things you wanted to add in this evening.
Yeah, about immigration in general. We are the best country in the world to live in, so everybody wants to come to the U.S. So we should select only the best immigrants, not the lower classes, uneducated, unhealthy, unvetted, who will not assimilate. We're even accepting pro-Castro Cubans. Now, isn't that stupid or what?
You know,
so we need, let me finish. We need the very best from the world, like Melania Trump, highly educated, young, healthy, and good looking.
Right.
Thinking but instead of all these Central America, we have
I'll get letters
thousands
on that now.
Like Melania.
That there are so many folks that out there say political correctness can't judge based on the way someone looks, but I understand where you're coming from.
No, she's
from.
Got brains.
She does have brains. She speaks seven languages fluently. You know, there's so many people that would argue that there's no qualifications to be an American citizen other than for your pure love of America. But many, many years ago, we lost that qualification, and they forgot the fact that people really should want to come and be American citizens and assimilate into our society and
that's
our culture.
The word. As you must assimilate and become an American.
Right.
Act and think and dress like an American.
But what is an American anymore now? We've watered it down so badly with some of our liberal policies.
Well, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles.
I agree.
By Western Europeans who spoke in English, not Spanish or Hindu or Chinese. So if you want to be an American and vote, you need to speak English and love the country and be educated. An uneducated vote shouldn't count.
How many times, how many tens of thousands of Americans do you think that we could ship over to France before? Now this is a question that would might get some people that are otherwise liberal-leaning to think. But how many, what's the magic number or tens of thousands or millions of people that have to flood into your country before you give in at your country and decide you're going to change to their language? How many Spanish-speaking people do we have on our soil before we start listing road signs in Spanish first and American second? Do we start making our teachers teach classes in not only Spanish but English languages, even if they're teaching math or science? We have lost sight of the seriousness of the issues that we're dealing with in the United States. We're being invaded, folks. We're truly being invaded, and we're allowing it to
it's
happen.
It's like this. If you get too many Mexicans or too many Cubans in the U.S., then it is not the U.S. anymore. It's Cuba or Mexico.
Correct.
Too many Chinese is going to be China. I do not want to live in China or Mexico or India. I want to live in the USA.
Yeah.
I don't want too many Cubans either. I want the good Cubans, not the pro-Castro Cubans.
Well, and you couldn't have said it better. When you come to the United States, you want to be an American.
Think, act, dress,
exactly.
Behave like an American.
And the fact that we don't mandate that people follow those schedules, that we have liberal politicians that feel as though people should be able to do whatever they want to do, act however they want to act, I think it's changing now. I think with a couple more, I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg is probably just going to fall asleep in office one day, and they're going to roll her out the door on her chair. It's disappointing. And you know what? She falls asleep. I just posted a picture on my page. You know, many times they come to the State of the Union address and they get front row seats. She fell asleep.
She's old.
She fell asleep. Now, I don't fault her for that. You're right. She's old. Old people fall asleep. Hell, I fall asleep.
But Trump is old, and he doesn't fall asleep.
No. What quality? Let me ask you, and I'll put this out for the listeners. What quality of, if you had a dentist that was old, and you went to him, and while he was in the process of filling a cavity in your tooth, they fell asleep, how many times would you go to that dentist? If you had a guy who was painting your house, and in the process of painting your house, he fell asleep on the ladder, how many times would you ask him to paint your house? We have a sitting member of the Supreme Court. Now, I'm not looking for term limits on the Supreme Court justices. I'm looking for rational thinking. She has to know that she's not on her A game anymore. She has to know. Now, if she knew this during the Obama administration,
and she showed her bias.
Right.
Against Trump.
Right.
She should have resigned right
there. Well, here's the thing. She would have been doing a good thing if she would have resigned during the Obama administration.
Yes.
That would have given him a free pick. But she didn't do it. So thank you. I appreciate that, Ruth. You keep sleeping all you want. You know, eventually you're going to get the picture sometime over the next six more years. And that's what I truly believe, that President Trump's going to get reelected, because people are going to come out of the woodwork. Look what's going on downstairs tonight. Tonight in the Salem Center, we're having the Trump Club, of which you're a member, is meeting downstairs. And the very first meeting, there was 50 or 60 people. Now there's a few hundred down there. People are getting on the bandwagon every day. We're seeing this overloading of news, CNN, MSNBC, all of these liberal-leaning organizations are saying that Trump is losing here, Trump is losing his base here. No. When you see the things in Idaho and in some of the places where he's going and honoring folks, South Carolina.
What liberals want to do is to turn the U.S. into the U.N. I don't want this to be the U.N. I want this to stay like the USA. Now, if I travel to Germany, I want to see Germans. I don't want to see Arabs, Muslims. If I travel to Italy, I want to see Italians. I want to experience Italian culture,
right,
not North African culture.
I don't think people realize what's happening in other parts of the world. So many folks now have gotten so disgusted with the news. I don't even watch my friends on local news any longer. I just don't. Because I'm seeing people that I sometimes enjoy having breakfast or dinner or lunch with, or going to their house, hanging out over by the pool with them. I see these folks. Now, granted, the anchors that I normally hang out with, they're just reading off a teleprompter. Now, some of them do have these feelings deep down inside. I know quite a few of the local news anchors are Trump haters. They absolutely can't stand
him. I can see
him.
That in their facial expression.
Right? Their intonation, their inflection. They every time something bad happens to them, one particular guy who's been in news reporting for decades, I've been around him as a helicopter pilot in various different stations that he's worked at, he vehemently can't stand him. And he has expressed that to me at breakfast many times. Now, he doesn't go out of his way to express that on air, but you can see it with his intonation and his inflections and his actions. And that's just not the way news is supposed to be. You're supposed to report the news, not report your spin on it, not report your side of it, not report your feelings towards it. There are certain things I believe are okay for a news representative to be passionate about. If you see a little kid that's hurt in a car accident and you're a female news reporter, I would think that you were terribly cold if you didn't have a little bit of emotion towards that young person or that kid or that baby that was involved in that wreck. I would be less appreciative of your reporting in that nature. But if you are going out of your way to act in a manner that promotes a story that does not support our president, I lose respect for you. And it happens every day, all the time. And it's starting to happen more and more. So I don't watch the news anymore. I don't know if you do. But it's just the same old garbage.
I like to
garbage.
See how many people got killed in Jacksonville every day.
Watch just local to see those, news. Just for that report?
Yeah.
Does it shock you that the figures are going up?
It's worse than it used to be.
Oh, it's a lot worse than it used to be.
So yeah. To me, the answer to ending crime is to stop welfare to all the single women. If they don't get any money by having illegitimate babies, they will stop having them, and they will not grow up to be criminals.
You know, in many ways, there are a lot of people, even myself sometimes, that believes that. But we have sometimes two and three generations of kids out on the street that have never had a job because their father never had a job. In some cases, their grandfather never had jobs. So grandfather, father, and now son never had a job. They don't know what it's like to work. They'd rather sell drugs on the street corner or get that money put on their EBT card every week. I agree with you 100%. But it also means that we'd have to put up with for a little while hunger being a great motivator, and you're either motivated to get a job
work,
or you're motivated
or don't
to steal. Well, now here's the thing. You motivate to get a job and work and earn it legitimately, or you're motivated to break into somebody's house and steal. And for a brief period of time, that crime rate's going to go up. But for every second or third house that person breaks into, they're going to find a homeowner on the other side that's got a gun. And they're going to end that problem real quick, or maybe if they're a good shot, they'll end that program real quick. And like I said, hunger's a great motivator. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255, or facebook.com/I'm Speaking Plainly.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, EE, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Now accepting traditional Medicare as well as Humana Gold Medicare Advantage Plan. Call Island Doctors toll-free, 877-434-4676. That's 877-434-4676 for more information or to schedule a tour.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, June 30th, starting at 5 p.m., it's the Orange Park Freedom Festival, featuring country star Craig Morgan, fireworks, and more. Wednesday, July 4th, from 7:30 to 10, it's Red Hot and Boom, featuring a dazzling fireworks display on the St. John's River at the Jacksonville Landing. And Wednesday, July 4th at 9 p.m., enjoy the 4th of July fireworks celebration at Jacksonville Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rukab, owner of St. John's Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. The first Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp is open, 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95. Don't miss the grand opening of Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. Now open at 847 Dunn Avenue.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. A good friend of the show, been around for a few years, is joining me in the studio tonight. And Derby is well-versed in everything political. Does it surprise you how terribly aggressive and rude and inconsiderate people have gotten on both sides of the argument here politically in the last 10 years?
Well, more so from the left.
Right. Okay.
Yes, a great difference. The USA to me is not the same as it was in 1960. In 1960, everybody seemed to me to be very nice and polite and proper. And even Democrats were Americans. Now we have communists for Democrats. And the Republicans are not far behind. They're globalists too, like the Bush family, who rather have illegal aliens over American citizens.
I can see your position on that. There are problems on both sides of the aisle, and the political folks in our world, both elected and posers, pretenders, the consultants, so much. Today, we're not electing representatives that want to be on city council or want to be the mayor or want to be this public official or that public official. We're electing the winners between battles of political consultants, of political promoters. Whoever can promote their candidate, regardless of whether they've got skeletons in their closets or not, regardless of whether they're good people, regardless of where their heart is with respect to an office. We are participating in a game between political promoters. And it's a real shame because 9 times out of 10, and I can say that with an honest heart, 9 times out of 10, the person that's promoted to us is not the person that's going to occupy that office. It's the person that a political promoter feels as though we need to see in order to feel comfortable voting for that person when the time comes. And if we're lucky, that person, even though they may not necessarily be who they are promoted as, that person will at least not hurt us real bad when they get into office. And what I'm saying by that is we're promoted people all the time that are supposed to be Eagle Scouts and good kids and good bads and strong family members and good Christian values and good conservatives. And then when they get into office, we're shocked and surprised when they don't display any of those values. And it's because we listen to what is being promoted to us instead of doing our own research. Now, I know you do because you're constantly coming to me and telling me about this candidate or that candidate or whatever. And I know that I do because I want my vote to count. And the person that's the best for the job, I have found, is never the person that raises the most money. In fact, I kind of make it a point to look at who's supporting a candidate and what their war chest looks like. And if they've got hundreds of thousands of dollars and they started collecting money a few years back, I go out of my way to make sure that not only myself, but others around me know that and know that there's something up with that. There's a reason why a candidate can start campaigning for office 2 years in advance and get a couple of $100,000 in a war chest. Who's trying to buy that seat?
I have a point, a litmus test for politicians. I ask them, whom did you support in the Republican presidential primary, 2016? If they support the Bushes or Rubio, I know they are no good for me. If they support the Trump from day one, I vote for them.
Yeah.
Well, that's my litmus test.
And that's not necessarily a bad litmus test. If you look at, regardless of whether you like our current president as a person, as a human being, regardless of whether you like him or not, our country is what Obama said he was going to do, fundamentally changed.
For the worse.
For the worse under Obama, and now is starting to be fundamentally changed back to the way it used to be.
50 years ago.
Yeah. We had Donald Trump just recently. We had the tax cut immediately after he went into office. Businesses started referring back to returning back to their workers, bonuses, pay raises, incentive programs. Now we've got Ford Motor Company opening up a plant in Dearborn, Michigan that's been shuttered for decades. Decades. This place has been closed, and it's in an area of town where they had shut the water and power off in that segment because nobody lived there. Nobody worked there. And Ford Motor Company says, look, we're going to reactivate this plant, and we're going to put 15,000 people back to work. That's 15,000 people that can afford their electric bill, 15,000 people that can go to the store and
pay
buy
taxes.
Food, 15,000 people that can pay taxes. And that's just one example.
And so no welfare.
Yeah, and no welfare. Regardless of whether you think the guy was disrespectful to women 15 years ago when he was doing an interview for Entertainment Tonight, maybe that was bravado. Maybe it was locker room talk. We all do it. I do it. I met somebody. Someone came on my show one night, and I can't remember who it was, who said, and he was a guy, and he said he'd never participated in locker room talk. And I said, that's bull.
Yeah.
That's 100% bull. Every guy has done it.
If you're a real man, you did that.
Exactly. You could have been a Catholic. Well, you can't use a Catholic priest. Can't use that example. Bad example.
Period.
Bad example. Just a man in general.
Yeah.
And it's just, don't look at him as whether or not you want him to live next door to him, to you. Look at him as whether or not you want him to run your country and dig it out of the hole that it's been in for so long.
And also, if you did something wrong 38 years ago, it shouldn't count.
No, because if we start holding people accountable for things that they did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, then we wouldn't have any elected officials in this country.
That's what I mean. It shouldn't count.
They've all got skeletons in their closet.
It wasn't that bad.
No.
Roy Moore got railroaded, you know, attacked.
But that's the nature that we live in nowadays. You
only
can make
an accusation.
Right.
Nothing
you can
was
make
proven.
An accusation over Twitter, and within 20 minutes, 100,000 people have retweeted it, whether it's true or not. And try to get a retraction printed from 100,000 people that sit on, they call them keyboard warriors for a reason. And people like George Soros, people like these political consultants, they reach out to those individuals. You've got people running for office in little podunk Jacksonville that are being cultured, that are being groomed, that are running for office by these political consultants to do things on Twitter to promote themselves and then have that picked up and retweeted a couple of 100,000 times so that, you know, eventually people say, wow, this is a trending thing.
Political corruption.
Exactly. We have news agencies, and I know for a fact this isn't third party. We have news agencies that, you know, they used to go to the wire and they'd say, hey, this is hot in off the wire. This is hot in off the Associated Press. Now they've got paid millennial interns that their job is to sit around and watch what's trending on Twitter, watch what's trending on Facebook, look what people are posting and talking about on Instagram and all of the other different levels of social media. If you look at any television program, news-oriented program, you will find five or six things that they hit at the top of the hour. We have other radio stations that are not like our radio station. That'll hit the top five things. There's one of them here in town. This is the top five things that you need to know. And then every 28 minutes, they'll keep hitting those top five things over and over again. You're not getting news.
But even Fox, they all cover the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, Laura Ingraham, Brett Baer, and...
They cover what's trending. And when I first started this show, a wise guy said to me, if you can catch somebody out there who's dialing through their radio in their car, and you can hang on to them for 15 seconds, you can hang on to them for 2 hours. As long as you can grab them for 15 seconds, you'll get them for 2 hours. We try to make it entertaining so that they'll want to keep listening to what stupid things I'm going to say next. And it works.
Because, and controversial, too.
And controversial, exactly. We've got to get back to a point in time where we're not worried about what the millennials are trending towards, but what the news, which is valuable to us in our everyday life, should be. Not your opinion. I want to know what the facts are.
Well, there's a time for opinion. There's a time for facts.
And the facts should come first and the opinion later. I wanted to do a whole segment one night on, and you probably don't remember this, but the Atlanta bombing during the Olympics and the way that poor security guy got raked over the coals for weeks and weeks and weeks, and he was the guy that rescued all those people. He was the hero. And then they turned it around on him and made it seem like he was the bomber. And then ultimately 9 years later, a guy confessed to that bombing. And they put all the pieces together, and it was true. He actually was the one that set off the bomb in the Olympic Plaza. Derby, thank you for joining me tonight. For all
my
of you
pleasure.
Out there listening, thank you for being here with us during the course of the week. If you'd like to reach me, you can. Facebook.com/ I'm Speaking Plainly. Or Bill@600WBOB.com. Bill@600WBOB.com. I do read your emails. If you're out there partying, have a safe night tonight. We'll see you next week.